Placing lands into trust is a way for Alaska Native tribes to permanently protect them, but it's not the only means of exercising control. That was the message during opening day discussions at a tribal leader summit in Fairbanks. Washington, D.C.-based Native American rights attorney Lael Echohawk says placing tribal lands into trust with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, an option that reopened to Alaska tribes this summer following a lengthy court battle, carries definite advantages.
It's being able to say, no, you cannot have an easement or a right-of-way across our land. Or if you do come and you want to work on, you know, on our land, then you have to pay us a tax, implementing sales tax. It's saying we get to decide.
Echohawk, who grew up in Fairbanks and Delta Junction, has helped lower 48 tribes apply for trust status and notes it's a long and complicated process that can be contentious at some locations.
The ones I think that are going to raise more eyebrows and cause a little more contention or opposition are going to be the ones closer into urban areas. Those areas that do have a property tax, those municipalities or boroughs that have, they think that they might be losing something by seeing this land go into a federal trust.
Echohawk cautions, placing land into trust also brings management responsibilities and can require working with adjoining state and private landowners.
And do memorandums of agreement and intergovernmental agreements so that you're sharing the resources, you're protecting all of the citizens in a responsible way.
To the extent there are concerns about state sovereignty, those can easily be negotiated.
That was Anchorage-based Native American rights attorney Lloyd Miller, who maintains that a shift toward increased local control does not require Native lands be put into trust, and believes the climate is right to expedite federal legislation to empower tribes to manage their own communities.
I think this is a watershed moment for fashioning a solution by Alaskans for Alaskans, which could be enacted by Congress. We have senators and a congressman, led in particular by Senator Murkowski, who are highly sensitive to the need for civil society in Alaska villages, the kind of civil society that the state of Alaska has never been able to provide those villages, and which the state of Alaska is even less able to provide in a declining revenue environment.
Miller notes that Alaska's congressional delegation and Governor Bill Walker's administration are sympathetic to crafting a solution, important given that the state has proven inadequate at addressing village issues, a situation likely to get worse due to budget deficits.